Welcome to The Growth Factor, a broadcast ministry of St. Mark Baptist Church. Today, as part of our family, you will experience the life-changing and spirit-nurturing Word of God. Please enjoy this time with us, where we're committed to helping you grow in knowledge, grow in faith, and grow in God. St. Mark Baptist Church, you grow here.
I want to read 1 Peter 3 and 18 through 20 for you real quick, just to kind of give you a synopsis of what we're doing. 1 Peter 3:18 says this: "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which we all went and made proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in the past were disobedient, when God patiently waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared. In it, a few, that is eight people, were saved through water." Look, I want to tell you this real quick. Sharing the faith should not be a chore. It shouldn't be a stressful experience. Christ's death helps take the fear and the stress out of sharing the gospel, because Christ went to the depths of hell, literally to the depths of hell, to share the faith. Christ shows us how we can go to the worst places, and yet the gospel still has the power to go forward. I got a question for you. And for y'all that y'all always run around being evangelists, I get it. Y'all might not have had to deal with this before, but have you ever been in one of those situations where you just wanted to say something about your faith, you wanted to share your faith, but you really just, you were nervous. You were trying to feel it out, figure it out. You didn't want to be judged because they're going to say, "Oh, you churchy, here you go." So you were kind of nervous about that. Hey, that's normal, and that's okay. Plenty of people have those questions, and they try to understand, how do I share my faith? So we're going to really look at that, because what Christ did when he preached this revival in hell, it gave us two different eyes to look at it. Why did he do it? It's two viewpoints we can look at it to consider while we're trying to understand the backdrop of 1 Peter 3:19. The first is that the spirits in the prison were fallen angels, right? And they were waiting on final judgment, according to Genesis 6. The next viewpoint could be that the spirits were unsaved during Noah's day, so they died as a result of not believing Noah's claim. These are good claims to base it on. We can look at those two. But these two extremes of judgment and salvation, which give us the parameter of how we share our faith. Look, how do I share? We share our faith first because when we look at it, we have to understand it's not our job to bring judgment or grant salvation. But our job is to simply present the faith and present the gospel regardless of what happens. Grandmama would say it like this. They always mess with me, be saying, "Well, Grandmama said." Grandmama said this for real, y'all. Grandmama would say, "I don't have a hell or a heaven to put you in, but I can tell you about my Jesus." That's what really sharing the faith is. And if you look at First Peter 3 and the backdrop of that, it's not about giving the judgment. It's not about granting salvation. That's not our job. When we share the faith, it's not our job to do that. We just got to share the faith. But we have to share the faith regardless. Regardless of what? Here's what you got to share the faith regardless of. We have to share our faith regardless of how we feel. Verse 18, it says that, "For Christ also suffered for the sins once for all, for the righteous and the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit." Look, you tired right now. You tired right now. You don't feel good right now. You've been through a long day of work. You had a long night. You tired right now. Your body is tired. Your flesh is tired. You tired. But we have to learn that even while our body is hurting, regardless how we feel, we still have to push the gospel forward. Look, the focus here is on how Christ lived a sinless life, but yet suffered a sinful death. And the pain of the crucifixion did not stop the gospel from going forward. Christ died literally, and the gospel still went forward. He went down, as the Apostle Creed talks about, as we're looking at his Apostle Creeds, he went down to hell and preached a revival that that was made to lift up folk. We can't let where we are in life stop us from acknowledging who God is in our life. I'll say that again for you real quick. We can't. You hear me? Y'all listening? We can't let where we are in life stop us from acknowledging who God is in our life. Philippians 4, here Paul talks about how being content in life is important. He was receiving support from the Philippian church, and it was enough to encourage him to keep pushing the gospel forward. But he was teaching that through the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, as believers, we still have to push the gospel forward. Look, how you feel can't stop the gospel. So I know you're tired. I know you're trying to think through, what am I supposed to say? How do I say it? But understand, how you feel can't stop. I like the song, My Worship Is For Real. That's one of my favorite songs, y'all. Sharing our faith is a part of our worship. I've been through too much, right? Not to praise him. I've been through too much. My worship is for real. All of that really says, look, my worship is a part of how I share the faith. When I lift my hands in worship, when I'm in my car singing my songs and people looking at me funny, hey, that's a part of me sharing my faith. That's when people look at me crazy, like, what are you doing? And they want you to roll your window down. Hey, you can tell them I'm just singing a song, saying what God has done for me. That's how we share our faith. So don't worry about how you feel. Understand that Christ felt the same way. Christ literally was dead, had to physically die, but it said he was made alive in the spirit. If you start sharing the gospel, guess what? You're going to feel better. Something going to touch you on the inside of you that's going to make your spirit alive, and you'll be able to share that gospel knowing, hey, I'm saying something that's going to touch some other folk. That's really what you want to do. You want to know that I'm feeling bad, but it doesn't matter how I feel. Once I start sharing this gospel, I'm going to feel a whole lot better. I'm going to be in a whole better mind space, whole better spiritual space, because I'm sharing the good news. Because I heard him say, as good as God has been to me. Y'all stop. We're going to keep going. Here it is. Look, where we have to share the gospel, regardless of where people are. Look at verse 19 real quick. It says, in which he also went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison. It's literally there that it's saying in hell. He went down to hell and did it. Why would Jesus, my Jesus go to hell and preach when the world is at hand? You got so many other people here. Why not concentrate on those who are still had the chance to accept the message? Why would you do that? Why would Christ go through all of that? Look, the physical and the spiritual condition matters to Christ, so that it also has to matter to us as we share our faith. People's physical and spiritual condition matter. We can't not share the faith because of where people are. You can't decide because someone is in a different place than you. They live in a different area code or a different area of a town, or they've been through something that you haven't been through, something that you can decide, I don't want to share my faith with them. No, if we use 1 Peter 3 as an example of how to share our faith, we quickly realize that regardless of where people are physically and spiritually, we still have to share the gospel forward. Acts 16, we hear that famous term, what must I do to be saved? In Acts 16, 25-30, we must share our faith regardless of where we are and where others are physically and spiritually. We have to do that because God can and God will deliver and free someone else. I'm gonna throw in an example of knowing and understanding that there are things that happen in the church that ain't for church folk. See, church folk, we come to church every Sunday and we see these amazing things happen. But there's stuff that happened in the church that's really not for church folk. It's for folk who are not in the same spiritual and physical place, and they need to see Christ in a different way. We can't decide where people are and how they are and decide, well, we just gonna not share the gospel with them. No, we have to be able in every aspect of our life, inside the sanctuary, outside the sanctuary, to try to touch people. And that's how we share the gospel. We can't decide. It's not up to us. We can't decide that, oh, because you're somewhere physically and spiritually out, that you think you're out of reach, that now you can't be touched. That's not how it works. That's not how we look at it, right? Another part of it is we look at verse 20, and it says that who were in the past that were disobedient when God patiently waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, ended a few, that is eight people. They were saved through water. Look, we have to share our faith regardless of what people say about you. I know y'all don't like that. Y'all want to be it. Y'all want everybody, and we want everybody to like us. We want everybody to be okay with us. But the reality is, everybody's not going to like us. So we hear this, use the example here of Noah. Now, you've heard the story of Noah. Y'all heard the story of Noah. And y'all know they talk bad about Noah. What is this joker doing? He out here building the ark. He's out here doing all type of stuff that has nothing to do with us. We ain't seen no rain. Look, they gonna talk about you. The example here in the life and times of Noah, and how in Noah's day, they didn't take heed of the warning and ultimately perished because they didn't listen. Noah never stopped his mission. Noah never stopped pushing the gospel forward. Noah never stopped saying, this is what God told me to do because of what they said. Here's a question for you. When was the last time someone talked about you and God stopped blessing you because they talked about you? Never. We got to push the gospel forward regardless of what people say about you. We have to understand that they're going to talk about you. You have to understand that you may not know the right words to say. You have to understand that you may have to meet people in the worst places and be able to go into to prisons or in what seemed to be like hell. We have to go in places like in Acts 16 where they were literally, it says, at about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was such a violent earthquake and the foundations of the jail were shaken. We will have to go to places and begin to sing hymns and talk and preach the gospel, because guess what? Where people are is where we got to go to preach the gospel. How do I share my faith? Knowing that people are not on the same level as us, but that really doesn't matter because the gospel is made for all. That's where we are with that. When we start trying to understand, how do I share the faith? I want to quickly tell you again, it doesn't matter how you feel. The focus ain't about how you feel. It's about what Christ does and did for you. The focus ain't about how you feel or what you got going on. It's really about what Christ has done for you. How do I share my faith? Looking at the backdrop of 1 Peter 3, where people are physically and spiritually, it doesn't matter. Share this gospel. Jesus went to the depths of hell to share this gospel. And that's our example. That's our example. If Christ can do it and you got the same spirit, you got the same power as Christ did, you can go down into the worst places and still preach a gospel, still share a gospel to meet people where they're physically and spiritually out. Don't think that you can't do it, because you got the same spirit in you as God did. You got the same spirit as Paul and Silas did when they were singing and praying, singing hymns and praying to God in that prison. And all of a sudden, God began to shake some stuff up and move some stuff around. Hey, you got it in you too. Right? And lastly, don't you worry about what they say, because at the end of the day, you and only you know exactly what God told you to do. If everybody knew what God told Noah to do, then it wouldn't have been no big deal, because everybody would thought, hey, we might as well do it because God said do it. But when God puts something on your heart to share the gospel with somebody, you do it. And it doesn't matter what the world has to say about it. That's between you and God. Don't do it. That's between you and God. Do it. And guess what? It's still between you and God. They can't stop your blessing. They can't stop your blessing. Let them talk about you. But you just do it anyway. You share this gospel. You pick up your Bible and you say, I know what God did for me. And I'm going to share it regardless of how I feel, regardless of what people are, and regardless of what they say about me. And we understand and know. We understand and know clearly that through it all, Christ went to the depths of hell to save those in that situation. And we can do the same thing. We can have the same power as Christ did.
This has been The Growth Factor, a broadcast ministry of St. Mark Baptist Church. Be sure to follow this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and join our Facebook group, The Growth Factor, for daily motivational content. Let's keep the conversation going. Thank you for listening.